Black Hole Museum, Black Hole Junkyard, Black Hole Surplus Store. It's down in Los Alamos, New Mexico. I just heard about it today. Sounds like an interesting place. I guess when the Los Alamos National Laboratory moves on to the next piece of technology, they take the old junk and toss it. And along comes Ed. And he grabs it. And he chucks it into his joint, the Black Hole Museum Junkyard Surplus Store. Just down the road from the laboratory. And he sells the stuff. Why would Ed be interested in grabbing junk the Los Alamos National Laboratory is tossing? They used to work at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, building A-bombs and stuff. And I read about this and thought, gotta talk to that guy. Of course, I called down there and found out he was deaf, but we'll talk to him anyway. Ed! Ed! Uh-oh. Ed! 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 Speed.
Yep.
Could you turn me up in his ear or something?
He heard me just fine, which is the odd part, and you're up as far as I can put you up. Put him back on hold, and I can see if I can get him on the phone.
Ed! All right, I'm put him on hold a second. Oh, Ed. Well, that's what you get in radio for having a deaf guy on. They told me he was deaf, but I said, completely? They said, well, he hears a little bit. Must be real little. I'm going to try again, okay, Speed? Okay. Ed! Did you just talk to him, Speed?
Yes.
And he could hear you?
Just fine.
Ed! 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 Eddie! Ed! Speed, there's something wrong with our phones.
The fact that we can't hear anything is very odd. But he heard me just fine. I picked up, and I didn't even speak loudly.
Well, hang on a second. I'm going to try a different line here. I'm going to go on the... Try something. Ed! 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 Come on! 15 years doing this stuff, but I haven't had this happen before. Ed! 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 Eddie! Ed! Eddie! Ed! You get on my line with me and you talk to him. Now you talk to him.
Ed, can you hear me? Ed.
No.
Ed, can you hear me?
I don't hear you well.
Let me turn me up. Can you hear me now? Ed?
No.
Tommy, try talking to him.
Hey, Ed, can you hear me?
Not well.
Well, will you turn it up, Speed? Huh? How about now? How about now? Ed, have you stopped beating your wife? Well, thanks, Ed, for your time. And we'll perhaps talk to you some other time. Goodbye, Ed. Speed, he was kind of hearing you. You come on and talk to him now.
Ed, can you hear me? Ed, are you there, sir? Ed? Ed!
No, he doesn't hear you at all.
He doesn't hear me. And I could...
Get on the phone with him on the regular line in there.
All right.
And see if... Is there any way I can listen in on that line?
No, it would be... It's completely off air, so there's no way you can hear.
What the hell is going on?
I'll try one more time, though, here.
And I can see Speed in there talking to him just fine. What? Can we get an engineer? Just imagine how interesting the conversation would have been. He spent 18 years building A-bombs. I think a couple blew up in his presence and mucked up the whole hearing thing. I can hear Speed yelling at him through the glass. But they're talking to each other. Here's a call. I'll get it. Hello?
Hey, Tommy, try talking with a real low voice. Speed talks with a real low voice. I'll bet
okay.
That's it.
I'll try that. Thank you. Good idea. I'm going to try talking with a real low voice, Speed.
Hello, Ed? Ed? Hello, Ed? Damn it, man.
See if he hears this. Try this out. Let's see. Ed? All right. What did you tell him, Speed?
I told him that he would hear a slight sound, and then you'd start asking him. You'd say his name, mm-hmm. And I even told him to just start talking. Hoping he would start hearing you, there'd be some kind of dialogue.
All right, will you do this? Will you get on the horn with him?
Okay.
And just have him tell his history so that... Just have him start talking about working on the A-bomb and how he came to have this museum.
Okay.
I should hang up and we should move on. This is what keeps me from the big time. I can hear Speed yelling at him right now. We have another caller coming in, calling in. Yes? Yes?
Yeah. Hey, Tommy misunderstood. He's not deaf. He's dead. Dead.
He's there. We heard him. Okay.
Go ahead, Ed.
Could you start talking? Speed, you tell him to.
Ed, go ahead. Ed. I told him to just start talking as soon as I put the phone down.
Yeah, it's tough in radio to interview deaf guys. You don't want to give up, but it's not an ideal situation. Anyway, you could just start talking, Ed. Please? All right. Well, tell him thanks for his time, and people seem to really enjoy the interview.